Hey everybody, come on in here. I'm a little later than normal because it's a busy day. A lot of work to do today, but never too much work to do that I can't share a delicious beverage with all of you. So if you have your delicious beverage, this would be the time for the simultaneous sip. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I'll show you Boo the cat on request here if she wanders by. She usually doesn't come into my office. So I was just before I logged on, I was looking at CNN's page, and there were, here's the headline. The headline is, "A Day of Bombshells Takes Mueller Probe to Critical Point." And I'm thinking, that's weird. I didn't even see this story on Fox News. So I think there must be some bombshells here. And so I'm looking for the bombshells in the article. And here's, here's a great quote, all right? So here's in the article about the bombshells in the Mueller probe. So here's one of the guests for Brooke Baldwin's show. And the guest, Michael Zeldin, a former senior aide to Mueller at the Justice Department. And here's what he said about the current state of the investigation. And here's, you know, this is the context of the bombshells that are happening. He goes, quote, "It's possible that Mueller is closing in on his determination about what obstruction looks like, whether it is a criminal offense in his mind, whether it is an impeachable offense, or whether it amounts to nothing." And then the next paragraph is, "Today's bombshells came amid new signs." Bombshells? What bombshells? All I see is a guy speculating that there's an investigation that may have turned up, and here's the key, possibly something, possibly nothing. And do you know what we can tell at this point? Whether it's possibly something or possibly nothing? Nothing. Nothing. There's literally no even way to lean toward whether there's a something or a nothing. That's what CNN is labeling a bombshell. Now, I think that they're predicating the bombshell description on the fact that they're getting closer to the end, and they're getting closer to maybe wanting to interview the president himself, and I don't know, maybe somebody else. Now, wasn't that always what we expected? From the very beginning, we thought there would be a beginning and, wait for it, an end. That's sort of how investigations go. They got your beginning, you got your end, and you got an investigation. So one of the things you see on CNN all the time, and it might be happening on Fox News as well. I mean, I don't want to be the one who says, you know, there's a bad one and a good one. I just don't notice it quite as much on Fox News. And I think this is because there's a Republican in power. So the way the network talks about, you know, having their guy in power, or their gal, depending, is they talk about it differently. So if you're the party that's not in power, and let's say CNN is more of a, you know, Democrat-leaning organization, you tend to talk in speculative ways because that makes things sound worse. So let me give you an example of, you know, a news story that would be reported on Fox News. They would say this, you know, just as a hypothetical, an alien spaceship landed on Earth. We're waiting to see what that's all about. On CNN, they would report it, an alien spaceship landed on Earth. There's speculation whether President Trump's tweets have caused an alien invasion, or whether it's just they're just here to capture us and take us back to their home planet, Or possibly, and we don't know this yet, they might be cannibals who are here to just slowly eat us all. I'm not saying we have evidence of that, but we can't rule it out. All right, but we're pretty sure that when President Trump talks to him, we worry he'll give them the wrong kind of handshake. Instead of grabbing their little hands, he'll grab an antenna, because the antenna and the hands look very much alike. Here, I'm stealing an idea from Gary Larson, from an old Gary Larson cartoon. He'll shake their antenna, find out that's the worst insult you've ever had in the alien civilization, and they'll say, "My God, these are a bunch of antenna-shaking barbarians. Let's wipe out the planet." Now, that reporting would have no facts. It's just a bunch of people speculating that bad things might happen, because bad things always might happen. You know, we live in a world where there's always some damn bad thing that might happen. But it's not really news. It's not really a bombshell to say that bad things might happen in a world where bad things might happen. There is no news there. Okay, enough on that. You know, if you watch my podcast, that I like to remind you way too often when I get a prediction right. I know it's obnoxious, especially for those just, you know, dipping in and dipping out. But trust me that there's more than self-interest here in doing that. I want you to understand that the persuasion filter predicts. So there are predictions you can make based on the persuasion filter, as I've explained in Win Bigly, for example, my book. And I mentioned it so that you can keep top of mind how often it's right and how often it's wrong. Now, it's not going to be right every time, because prediction doesn't work that way. You know, that would be closer to psychic. But you want to compare it to what other people are doing. So I'll ask you this question for those who've been following for a while. You might remember that a while back, quite a while back, I started saying that what's different with the President Trump handling a North Korea situation is that when he starts squeezing, he's never going to stop. Because North Korea could always hope, well, they're squeezing again, but we'll say some things, we'll do some things, and then they'll stop. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's ever going to stop. All right, I've started to realize that when people tell me that my video has frozen, that probably these are trolls. I don't know if you figured that out yet, but it doesn't ever really stop. It doesn't freeze. And when you watch the playback, you'll see that there's no freezing. Maybe it did freeze for you on your side, but it's not freezing in general. All right. You all froze. All right, maybe this time it's real. Let me restate that just in case some of you did miss it. I'll be less skeptical and accept that this many people wouldn't say it's frozen unless it did. Okay, I believe you. I believe you froze. So let me restate that. Remember that I said, I think before anybody ever said this in public, but this is what you can fact check for me. Has anybody heard anybody before I said it say the following? That President Trump would not just talk to China and say, hey, please do something, and then watch as once again they say, yeah, we'll do something with these sanctions, but then nothing really happens? Did I tell you that President Trump would go to war with individual companies, no matter what country they're in? If the individual companies won't obey their own government, or let's just say they're involved in smuggling and perhaps the government doesn't know about it, can't do something about it because of maybe family connections and payoffs or whatever the situation is. It used to be we cared about that. It's like, well, we're not going to go after a Chinese company individually because that would piss off China in general, and we can't risk that. But if you notice that President Trump has played this very cleverly, he has created a situation in which he can and is. The news today, he's targeted a number of more individuals.